We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast, brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SORARE.com. And with that, I am Andrew. I am not Andrew. I am Adam Zdroik, soccer editor at RotoWire. I've just listened to that the intro so many times that, you know, it's just in my head here. But I'm joined by Luis Pacheco. We're talking Wednesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. Before we get there, we've got to talk a little bit about Tuesday here. So I wanted to ask you, Luis, did you have Arturo Vidal in your team?
I have Barella, man. I went with Barella. I had my core, like I had Nuno Mendes, goalkeeper for, it was a different goalkeeper this time for Tiraspol. And I have Messi and Mbappe, right? And I put Cruz, there is no Hakan. And I decided to, well, what am I going to do? So I saw Mendy was there. So Mendy 3.4, say, all right, I'm going to get Mendy or the Milan guy. So I went with Mendy, and then it's like, all right, let's get DeMarco, which is 7-3, and then it has 6,000 left, and Barella fits. It's like, oh, Barella always scores. There's going to be a lot of shots. Maybe this is the guy, this is the flair, you know, the cash with flair, I always say. So this is the flair, and it wasn't Vidal. I wish it was Vidal, but hey, man, you got Angelino, couple of assists. You got De Bruyne goal. I mean, that's amazing. I mean,
I did a few. I don't know when I changed everything. I probably changed it, you know, in the last 20 minutes. I know I had a lineup with Vinicius in it, and I went off him just because of, you know, the way Real Madrid are playing. I think I ended up going maybe Inter in that spot because Vinicius using that 7K range. It was just a weird overall slate. I mean, I guess classic Champions League, like you don't, like you mentioned DeMarco. So he was a 7.4K center back, taking center pieces, listed as a midfielder. He had 15 points in the first half and then he got subbed off. Even Toni Kroos, I think he had 13 points in the first half. And then he maybe finished with 14. Yeah. So it was just a weird slate. I mean, yeah, Messi, he got his couple goals. So that was probably him and Mbappe were, you know, probably the most popular cash route. And then, like I said, I saw a lot of the top guys. It must have been, you know, their optimizer that they saw Vidal, a huge favorite with Inter, 3.1. And, you know, they just plugged him in and He didn't have a floor really, but goal assist, that's all you need. And you know, those guys top the leaderboards. But unfortunately, I'm running the RotoWire soccer site here and putting all these lineups and injuries in. I didn't see that one, so I didn't plug Vidal into my team. But Maybe we can find that in tomorrow's slate.
Yeah, the Vidal assist is it was infuriating. I saw like 3 or 4 assists this way today in the Lisbon game too. So if Sarabia was taking the corner kick, then somebody flicks it with the head. In this case, was Vidal, which he didn't want to do, and then Dzeko just score out of the flick. And it was DeMarco taking the corner, which, as you mentioned, he was playing center back, but like they were sitting so back down that he was kind of like a third center back, like a left back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, they sub him in out. Vinicius wasn't in my radar. I mean, honestly, I feel that Benzema is in this track to get, you know, Ballon d'Or. So he's going to score all the goals. So it's like, if you either get Benzema, I mean, I think everybody else kind of like tried to help him. But Vinicius was great. But, you know, at 7.5, it was tough when you can get a Lautaro for that price or something like that. I mean, Vidal is, as you mentioned, like, you know, it's a 3,000 guy. I guess you can get you can feed Dzeko, a Messi, and Mbappe, and you get a couple of 3,000 guys. So, hey, you know, it's Champions League. Right? I was alive until the end, and Mbappe missed a PK. Then I finally jinxed the goalkeeper. It wasn't bad, but he didn't score double digits, right? So he scored like 6 points, something like that. So.
Yeah, he got more than Trubin. Trubin allowed those 5. He was positive. He got the 6 saves, but the Shakhtar goalie. But actually, speaking of weird assists, so I see that Robertson finished with an assist. So he was given the assist on that first Salah goal. Salah, like, so he got it on the side of the pitch. Then he dribbled in between 5 guys. Then he shot it. It must have bounced off. It was originally thought that Milner nicked it in, but apparently it bounced off an Atletico defender. And then, I don't know, somehow Robertson stayed with the assist.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like Robertson gave it a pass to Salah. And then Salah just pretty much, he did an amazing play. And then he shot, and then it was Milner by Kondogbia, right? And then the ball kind of ricocheted out of one of them.
Think it ended with the Salah goal and Robertson assist, but for like, I don't know, 10 minutes, it was Milner goal, Salah assist. So that was kind of a weird, I guess, first 10 minutes of the slate there that we're trying to figure out what was happening. But I guess it ended up being that wasn't all that important just because of what PSG did and what Real Madrid did, I guess. So actually, we'd even mention that Dzeko was the play over Martinez, and I had Martinez in more of my lineups, unfortunately.
Yeah. I had one Inter stack and did okay with Mbappe, but not enough to, I mean, no Vidal. I had Barella, which he did okay, but obviously Barella 10 points for CSK against Vidal have like 15 mm-hmm. points. I don't even know. And then Mbappe missed a PK at the end. I think that would have helped me. Kind of, I mean, cash most of the stuff. So, you know, I made like $5. So,
hey, that's not negative. So,
that's negative, right? But so anyhow,
that's all we're doing here.
Tomorrow, so, I think similar. You know, I think people is going to, well, I'll let you show the odds and then we talk.
Yeah. So, you know, the big thing for Wednesday here, Chelsea are the biggest favorite. You can see their implied goal total, 2.6. Bayern Munich at Benfica, 2.22 there. Now that's going to be, you know, the major thing that we're looking at. We can consider Manchester United kind of in that same range, 2 goals implied, but they're just not in form right now and probably won't be looked at as much. I think the main thing that, I guess in terms of forward, we want to discuss here, just looking at the goal odds. So Lukaku, we have -240 to score, 9,500 though. Lewandowski, 12.5, and he has worse odds than Lukaku to score. So what do we make of this?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that Lukaku is so high. I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, I understand. Like Chelsea against Malmo is probably, you know, one of the easiest, you know, the easiest rival, right? And they play at home. But Lukaku is, I mean, so far Chelsea is not an attacking machine. It's more like they all Atletico, right? They play good defense. They control themselves. It's not that Lukaku. I mean, I don't see Lukaku having a multi-score game compared to Lewandowski. So I feel those odds are okay. Kind of like, hey, don't play him. I mean, don't play him. Like, don't gamble money on it. It's like, hey, it's just too easy, right? But I feel like the salary is good, obviously. Yeah, so I think that, you know, either people is going to play their Chelsea guys, maybe Lukaku and Werner or whoever other stars, or most people is going to try to get a Bayern stack and then surround it with player for, you know, with floors or maybe upside for the other teams. I mean, one interesting aspect of this league is like most of the favorites are away favorites. So all there are small away favorites, right? Like Villarreal is favored, Sevilla's favor, and Juventus' favor. Mm-hmm. So that usually, I'm considering those teams are in paper better than the other teams, but the other teams playing at home, is they don't sit back. Is that usually a team played at home, they're going to generate some points. Like even Porto against Liverpool, they got killed, but Otavio had 8-10 points. So it's something like, hey, I'm going to put as much Bayern or Chelsea as I want. Actually, you can probably try to play both of them. I mean, the things that Bayer players are very expensive, especially Lewandowski. So you have to make some decisions there.
So, yeah, the decision, just looking at these teams in general. So there isn't a ton for, you know, Chelsea under Thomas Tuchel here. There's just not, you know, a ton of matches of them, you know, scoring a ton of goals. Just looking back to last season, like we can look at group stages from last year, but like that's Frank Lampard's doing. You know, they played Krasnodar and Sevilla. I guess they got four against them, but I mean, still, that was they played a little different last year under Lampard in those games. And then, like you said, so you use that their defensive style, and they're rarely scoring a ton of goals. But if you look at Malmo, just you know how bad they've been. I don't know. Their two matches, they haven't scored once and they've given up seven. I think most relevant, you know, they lost 3-0 to Juventus, but 4-0 to Zenit is not a good look. Like if you're losing 4-0 to Zenit, you got to think that Chelsea should be able to score three or four in this game. I don't know. If not, that's, you know, just a disappointment, I guess.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's the conundrum is like, Chelsea should score more. But if you see the log, Chelsea is not a high volume team like Bayern is. Bayern, wherever they go, they 20, 25 shots. Chelsea, maybe they get two goals. And I mean, another thing that we need to consider is like, maybe Chelsea plays a bunch of the guys and they're not playing all the time. Maybe Lukaku get a rest. I don't know. I mean, I think if the lineup is as expected, you probably try to get Chilwell, obviously, which has been scoring goals. So Chilwell probably will be the first guy in your lineup, especially because of the price. And then, I mean, is Reece James is going to play? You probably play him as well. And then I don't know. I mean, you can get either Lukaku or Werner. But it feels that, I mean, those guys have a goal in them, but they have a multi-score game. I don't know. I mean, I feel more confident going with Sané and Gnabry or you know, try to fill Lewandowski as I can. And then, you know, just get Chelsea defenders, try to get as much barrier as I can, and then try to feed with guys that have floors, like, there are some cheap defenders I think we can play. There is obviously, you know, cheap midfielders. So I think the cash lineup is not going to be as easy as it was like yesterday. You know, it's a lot of avenues to get there. Mm-hmm. I feel that Lewandowski is going to be more popular than Lukaku, even at the price. But, you know, I'm not sure. What are you saying?
Yeah, I wonder if. So I had a build here without Lewandowski, and I like it for the most part. I mean, the idea probably for a lot of people's cash lineups, it would just be if Chilwell and James are starting, or even Alonzo's in that spot on the left side, yeah, you're probably just going to, it makes sense to plug in those guys. Like if they're both in, even if one of them's in, they'll either be taking all set pieces over Mason Mount or splitting with them. So you got that. They're going to be in the attack for the majority of the match. You know, they're going to have easily like the safest floor for any defenders. I mean, you could, stack that with Lukaku and try and get, you can hope for a Lukaku brace, or you can spend up on Lewandowski and then, go down in midfield, and hopefully there's a Vidal sitting down there and at 3,100 and maybe, take that route. Cause if you take the top two defenders with Lewandowski, there's not a ton of wiggle room really for the rest of your lineup. You're going to have to, as we get down the forward list here, you're going to have to look at one of these cheaper forwards for your team.
Yeah. No, that's true. I was thinking that, I'm on the same boat. Like, I think it's going to be, if it's James and Chilwell, you can play both. But then it's going to be hard to get Lewandowski the rest of Bayer. So one build I was thinking was, fading James, just because he's been a little bit lower lately. Sometimes he plays center back. He's just coming back from injury. I'm not sure if they're going to, maybe they're going to throw a Hudson-Odoi. I mean, I'm not sure. But, it's he hasn't started a game yet. So, even though his price is amazing, though, that's the problem. Like, he was 6,000 or over 6. I would say, well, no way. I can fade it confidently. But a 5-4, it seems pretty, pretty decent for a guy that more likely have a clean sheet and 10 points upside.
Yeah, he's 6,100 home against Zenit, I guess about a month ago. So,
yeah, I'm just thinking if you have, like Lucas Hernandez is 3.8, right? I think he's going to play left back. I mean, I'm surprised he's going to play instead of Alphonso Davies, but he might play. There's
Davies is hurt, I believe.
Is his hair? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Davies is out.
Probably is going to be. Yeah, it's Lucas Hernandez. All right. So Lucas for left back, someone that give you upside. I like Villarreal left back, Pedraza, Alfonso Pedraza. He's very good. He was forward at their favor. So, for 3.9. So it's kind of like it gives you, you can play Reese, James, and Lukaku, or you can go Pedraza, maybe those 2,000 use it for Lewandowski. But Reece James is probably you can play in the utility at that price. So, it's a matter of hey, you want floor or maybe, you want some upside. You might try to find the Vidal is late. Who can find the Vidal is late? We'll see, right?
We'll get to it at some point here, right, let's see. We get to that midfield list.
Yeah, so let's see. So forwards, all right. So the dilemma, Lukaku or Lewandowski? I feel Lewandowski is going to be more popular, but Lukaku have better odds and is cheaper. So
it's funny that Ronaldo has the third highest odds to score here, -130, home against Atalanta, 9,300. He's kind of an afterthought, with the way Manchester United are playing, but.
Yeah,
maybe not a cash play, but he's got to be popular in GPPs, you think, just like we said with Messi, just on name alone, people are going to get him in the squad, and at 9,300, he'll probably be a heavy pivot from Lewandowski or even Lukaku for that matter.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Ronaldo is Ronaldo, and he's a Champions League. Problem with Ronaldo is it's not a problem, but it's Ronaldo is not, he doesn't have the legs to go and play the system that Manchester United is used to play. I feel that he's been, unless Solskjaer figure out what he wants, on the sense that, what Manchester United used to play, they have, Rashford, Greenwood, there used to be these fast attackers, right? So they sit back and they have Bruno launching then. But Ronaldo is not the game anymore. Ronaldo needs to be close to the box, kind of like Luis Suarez, you know, older forwards that they don't have the legs to go run 30, 40 meters and beat the defender anymore. I mean, Ronaldo still can do it, but he's going to do it consistently during the game. Atalanta is a team that put pressure up front. So he's going to try to get the ball. Gasperini likes that. And he's going to put pressure. It's going to be like Leicester this weekend. Doesn't mean that, I mean, they still Manchester United scored 2-3 goals. But, you know, I mean, as I agree, you know, like Ronaldo's going to be a GPP play. It's not in my cash lineup, but, you know, I mean, especially for the price, I'd rather go and play. I think Sané is a good play or you know, where is it? Yes. I would get Sané over Ronaldo, which is, you know, crazy to say, but.
You know. Yeah, I mean, really. Any of those Bayern guys there. I guess Gnabry's midfield only, so I guess he's not really in the discussion right here. But Müller at 9,700 is a lot. I don't know if I take that route.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's Bayern. It's a machine. Benfica at home. I mean, I still believe the defense is relatively decent, but, you know, I mean, I think Sané is a good play as a in cash possibly. Then it's like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody can do well. Like it's Timo Werner at 8,000. I'm sure Timo Werner is pretty high in scoring odds. You know, being a Lukaku sidekick. I feel like Callum Hudson-Odoi is going to start a right wing back, so he might be popular. I mean, I'm sometimes afraid of him because he doesn't play full matches anymore, but
it's rare when he goes 90. What do you think about these? You mentioned the Villarreal's their fullbacks, but you got Gerard and Moreno.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of down there in the goal odds, but they play against the young boys. You know, Villarreal's kind of defensive, but It's a favorable matchup. So, you know, he's someone who could get some opportunities, get a goal.
I like Gerard Moreno. I feel that I need to wait and see. He's coming back from injury. He hasn't played much. So, I mean, he was in amazing form last year when they were going to the final of the UEFA, when they beat Manchester United. He was an amazing player. I feel like right now, if you want to play Gerard Moreno, I feel that Rafa Mir might be a good play. I'm not sure. Probably don't have the odds there. But the central striker of Sevilla is 6,500. And he goes, yeah, the only Rafa. There is a Rafa. I guess that Rafa is Rafa Mir because there's
yeah, that's him.
Rafa. I'm sure the Benfica Rafa doesn't have this scoring odds. So he's at 65. He goes against Sevilla plays a dominant soccer. I mean, he's a big, strong center forward when he goes against, you know, Josef Fonte, which is 40 years old. I mean, they are still decent defenders, but, you know, he might be a good guy to try. And then, I mean, there is a lot of cheap guys, and I don't know what to do with them. Like, I used to plug and play Bernardeschi if he plays, but he's been disappointing lately. So, you know, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, don't look at the. I mean, it's more like a floor play. You know, he takes corner kicks and
yeah, I mean, he's down there, 5,800. He was one of the guys I was looking at just because you're just trying to get one of these cheaper forwards if you have Lewandowski in your team, you need one of these cheaper guys, really. And there's not a ton out there.
No.
I mean, you're just going through the list. It really depends on, you know, who starts. Even that Sevilla game, like, do you want to spend, I guess, like, Lucas Ocampo, Suso, those guys down there, 5,600, 5,400. I mean, even then, you're looking at if those guys start.
Yeah.
70 minutes, like they're not guys that are going full 90. So,
no, I agree. It's tough because it's like kind of like I feel that people's gonna go Lewandowski, Lukaku, Sané, Werner. But you know, if you ask me, I mean, I wish Sevilla wasn't so flaky lately that everybody just plays 60 minutes. Is because Suso have a decent floor. But and he's in salary for 5,400. But it's just hard when like Sané's have a guarantee 90 minutes and he's scoring double digits, and you know, everybody is kind of it's very scary to fade Bayern on cash. So you know, it's just a matter of like, I'm willing to go down a midfielder, which is probably what we're gonna do, right? Yeah, because the forwards, I mean, after the Bayerns or Chelsea guys, I mean, you can make your mind about everybody else. I like the Villarreal guys. Maybe Jeremy Pino plays, which is cheap. For 5,300, a guy that you know is coming good decent floor, especially if he plays on the wing. You can play Suso. I mean, it's if maybe Ocampos doesn't play, maybe Lamela plays, maybe Papu Gomez doesn't play, so he might have some set pieces. So it's I mean, you can tell yourself any story you want to make you win at the bottom, but you know, if Bayern score 5 goals, you're done.
Yeah, I think Christian Fasnacht here. I can't remember where he used to play, but so he had a floor of 7.1 in the opener against Manchester United. 5,100 home against Villarreal. It's not a great spot, but like he's playing on the wing, so. You know, there's opportunity there if you want a cheap guy. There's not a ton of options, but he could be looked at. I guess I'll say.
Yeah, I like Fasnacht. It's you know, I'm sure I always seen him playing in Young Boys. Is he American? Is he the guy that's? I think one of them is.
American. He might be. Switzerland.
I know someone somebody in Switzerland plays.
Oh, that's Pecco, whatever that guy's name, his nickname is.
Sorry, for some reason I said West Fashion. Yeah, I don't think I've seen him playing with anyone else, but you might be. Anyhow, but it's not a bad. I feel that for GBP, you can play whatever you want. For cash, you know, for 5,100, you can probably have a decent midfielder. So rather go with upside a forward and then, you know, use the – and we can go there. Like, for example, we can go now. I mean, if you want to talk about midfielders, obviously, you know, the big midfielder here is Bruno and Kimmich, right? Those are the two you think about floor-wise. But – you know, if you need some people that is doing well, like Cheka for 4,500, he's taking all the set pieces for Lille. Average around 8-9 points per match, I think. So Cheka for
4,100. You want a set piece taker against Sevilla.
Yeah. So that's not bad. Then you have Dani Parejo for 57. You know, decent play, especially away from home, because if Young Boy score, you know, he have to. You know, and he takes penalty kicks. What else? I wish I could recommend Papu Gomez, but the new version of Papu Gomez is a little bit underwhelming.
Mason Mount, 8,700. Do we have any thoughts on him?
I think Mount is tough to play because he doesn't have set pieces. He's a high price guy than. You know, it's a high price Vidal, you know. What can he give you? I just think that, you know, when Chilwell taking corner kicks, James plays, the fullbacks or the wingbacks take most of the corners. So it's just tough to rely on Mason Mount. Great player, though, but I mean, at that, at 8.7, I'd just rather go, I'd rather gamble with Gnabry or Kimmich, you know.
Yeah, so someone mentioned in our chat here that's watching along. So the Vidal play is, you know, I'm not sure about these goal odds here, but Jorginho is plus 170 to score, which is, I don't know, it's level with Kingsley Coman. It's better than Rafa Mir. It's better than Marcus Rashford.
He had penalties, so.
Yeah, if Lukaku doesn't start, Jorginho will be on penalties. 3.7K. You know, Chelsea, they're gonna have the ball the majority of the match. They're gonna be forward. It's just like the Vidal situation. They're gonna be forward the majority of the match. There's a chance he gets 3 points, no goals or assist, which is what Vidal would have had if he didn't have a goal or an assist. So that's what you're putting yourself out for. But on the other hand, he's 3.7K, so he's going to let you have two expensive forwards and, you know, probably two good defenders. So that's just, you know, a thing to take into account.
No, I agree. It's just a matter of, at the bottom, you know, Jorginho probably the lowest you can go if you want some upside for a goal, right? So I think
it's pretty bleak below that.
I mean, I think Checa looks good. Jordan might be all right if Rakitic plays instead of Papu Gomez, and you know he takes corners. Decent play, but you know, it feels to me the midfielders are. I mean, if you're gonna spend money, you get Bruno, you get Kimmich. If you are gonna save money, probably Parejo and Checa, probably your choices. I like Jorginho, actually. By the way, I think you know, is highly likely. I mean, that they might get a penalty or something like that. I mean, So definitely a good proposition, right? So,
yeah, I wonder. He's probably going to be pretty pretty popular in cash games, just because of the price, and combine that with Lewandowski's price, you got to think he's going to be popular.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think so. Everybody else is kind of like, I mean, I like Malinowski as a player, but 8,000 in Manchester, it feels a little bit too rich for cash. I feel you can probably get the production of he can give you with for Parejo or even Parejo probably is the one that probably have more upside, and I would say Checa is not a bad play, especially playing at home. I mean,
I would like Trigueros, but he doesn't play full 90s that often for Villarreal.
Yeah, well, he's coming back from injury. It's been a weird, odd season. Yeah, Manu Trigueros is probably playing, but yeah, he definitely not in 90s. And he was, I mean, I'd rather play Jorginho than Trigueros, if you ask me. I mean, a penalty kick upside there.
There's not a ton. Needless to say.
I feel like, you know, it's the differential is going to be in the defense, just because it's so evident that people, the cash options are Rhys James and Ben Chilwell, then people is going to miss on the rest of guys that you can play. And there is a lot of decent options with decent floors. So just, for example, have Crossing Jesus Navas, he's like 4.2, I think. 4.6. You know, cheaper than Acuna, which left back from Sevilla. He takes some corners sometimes as well. I mean, the match is not going well. Sevilla needs to win. I mean, Sevilla is in a bad shape, I think. They tie at home against Salzburg, and then I don't remember what happened the next game, but Sevilla needs the point. So
that group is just. I think everyone just needs points. Salzburg's in first with 4, then Sevilla and Wolfsburg are both on 2, Lille has 1. So it's kind of...
Yeah, that's the thing. So now everybody needs points, right? So yeah, you're right. But you know, it's kind of like, hey, a loss here will be bad. So I think, you know, you can see Sevilla launching with Acuña, especially we talk about Rafa Mir, big guy, target guy, you know, I mean, for the price... I mean, you save some money on the Chelsea guys. And what else? I mean, I feel that the other defenders, you know, Pedraza is not bad for the price. How much is him? Like 3.9?
It's fairly cheap.
Then I.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess if you have money, don't want to spend on the Chelsea guys. So the options you're looking at Cuadrado, he there's a chance he'll be popular, and Luke Shaw slash Alex Telles, 5,500, 5,300. So they're still up there, but I think all these guys are options really. So like if you wanna fade Chilwell James in GPPs, even Shaw and Telles and Cuadrado, like those guys are also options in cash games. I don't think there's
Yeah.
that much of a difference really.
Yeah, I agree. We're gonna see probably a lot of utilities with defenders. So we're probably gonna see three defenders, like probably two Chelsea guys and one more. And then it depends how you go. I believe Kimmich is gonna be popular. I'm in defense. I mean, it's a lot of money to pay for him. If he doesn't score a goal, you're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, he had 14.8 floor points against Dynamo Kiev. They won 5-0. So I mean, that's a good floor, but the upside just in terms of GPP, not really there. Even then, he had two shots on goal, so that's boosting that floor a little bit higher than probably usual. So.
Now, he's been great. He's been great. He actually has scored more goals this season than ever. I mean, so far in the season, but it's just a matter of like, hey, do you want to pay? I mean, do we? How much is he? Like 8,000, something like that. I forgot.
Yeah, 8,100. So, like, if you pair him with Lewandowski, it's kind of,
That's it.
yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You like in that situation, maybe you hope for three assists and three goals, all to Lewandowski. So you get all those, but that's not going to happen. So.
Somebody in the chat like Martin the Room. Oh man, that's rough. One of my
Martin
favorite
Tarun, 3,100. That's your guy.
Twitter accounts. The guy is amazing. He's so funny because his pictures, he always had like these weird pictures, and he always complained like why did you take all these pictures? It's funny guy. I like Martin the Room for the fantasy in UEFA because he makes a lot of tackles, but.
If you're looking at him, so this past league match, Darun finished with negative 0.1 fantasy points in a 4-1 win at Empoli. So there you go. That's the kind of fantasy value he brings at 3.1K.
It's just tough. I mean, I know people talk about him. He's probably very good in the UEFA and on the official UEFA game because they pay for tackles now, so all those defenders are good. If you have nothing else, I mean, I would think the lower you should go is Jorginho. I think Jorginho is fair at 3.7. I mean, hey. He's probably not going to hurt you. I mean, Jorginho in a bad game is going to be 3, 4 points. So that's not going to kill you, right? So
I guess there's
I'm
a cash, just speaking of cash games here, there is a way, to put Lewandowski together with maybe Müller, Sané, if you want to get the couple Bayern forwards in there. And then you throw Jorginho in there. And then you throw Parejo or Cheka in there. And like,
Defender,
that's
yeah.
fine.
You're
It's
good, yeah.
serviceable. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, hey, if the Chelsea fullbacks don't have an amazing game, you might be in the money, right? So that's the problem. Like Ben Chilwell is gonna he can't keep scoring, right? It's just not possible. But are you willing to fade?
It is
Anyhow.
possible if you keep scoring, though. You never know.
That's
He
right.
could turn into, if Lukaku doesn't start scoring, Chilwell could turn into that central forward. So you got that going.
Oh man, yeah. You can probably get Lukaku, Lewandowski, and then maybe Kimmich, and then fill with scrubs. But it's just a matter of, you know, it's a matter of opinion. I feel that more sensible strategy is the satellites of Lewandowski. So you get Kimmich, Sané, Gnabry, or Müller. Well, Müller. So you get the 8,000 guys. You don't get the 12,000, get 3,000 guys. And if something happens, you get the assist, you get the goal. You know, maybe they put it on the bench because, you know, you want to rest him for the match. I don't know who Bayern is playing this weekend. But we forgot that Barcelona plays Real Madrid this weekend. So that's the reason they could cruise out after the game was done. So, you know, but so anyhow, it's just a matter of like, yeah, you know, I feel that the satellite lineup might be better. Maybe Lukaku with Sané forward. Then you get Checa, Parejo, or Checa, Kimmich, cheap defenders, or Jorginho. And, you know, and hope for the best, hope for a PK, hope for a hat-trick for Lukaku, you know.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So speaking in just generalities here, so Benfica playing at home, they haven't allowed a goal in Champions League yet. They already beat Barcelona 3-0. Like, what's the chances that, you know, they put in a fight, Bayern, you know, they only score once or twice maybe. They have, like, obviously all these guys are pretty old, Otamendi, Vertonghen, but they're experienced at the highest level. I mean, they're at home. It's not the easiest place to play. I don't know. I mean, Bayern, they're cruising. Obviously, this might be just dumb to suggest that, you know, they're only going to score one or two against a team like Benfica. But
I agree. I mean, you got to remember one thing. Vertonghen, Otamendi, even Luca Verissimo, are in the box defender. So, like, you know, you have a guy like, let's say, Jules Koundé or center backs that are fast. They go in the field and they, you know, when there's a counter, they can follow Mbappe, they can follow their guys. And you have heavy guys and playing the box. Their only job is to be physical, to cover, to get headers. And Vertonghen is very good at that, same as Otamendi. I mean, I mean, don't put Otamendi in the open field anymore because he can run. But in the box, I think you have a good argument. I feel that Benfica have the tools to do damage to Bayern. Enough to outscore Bayern? Well, I don't think so. Benfica have fast wingers. You know, they have a Jarenchuk is a good player that combines. He can play behind Goretzka and Kimmich. And if they can contain them for, you know, 1-2 goals, I mean, they can probably have a chance. I mean, probably my goal is going to be, I mean, whatever the cheapest is, if the Malmo goal is, but I like Odiseas if you have the money.
Yeah, just looking for, it's not a like-for-like comparison, but so last season in Champions League, Bayern Munich played at Lokomotiv Moscow. It was 2-1, and Bayern got that second goal in the 79th minute. So Lokomotiv, they have, you know, we're speaking of these older experienced defenders. They had Chorluka, and then the Brazilian defender Murillo. But so, you know, it is possible. Like, we're, you know, Lewandowski 12.5. It's just kind of, you know, we're just kind of assuming that this goal is going to happen just because, you know, he scores in every game. And there has been at least maybe if it's only one time in the past 50 matches, you know, but it's still, there's still a chance that, you know, Bayern just, you know, they're riding high off their win against Leverkusen this past weekend. You know, they're super confident, but Benfica at home, you know, this is going to end up, you know, 5-0, another 5-0 win. But I just want to say that there, you know, there is a chance that this is somewhat of a fight, I want to say. Maybe it'll blow up in my face, but so what?
Every Bayern is like, it's late, it's the same. You know, how many goals are they going to score? How long is Lewandowski going to play? Sadly, the answer is usually a lot of goals, and Lewandowski plays a lot. So it's just a matter of, like, let's say Lewandowski scored 2 goals and it doesn't give you value. I mean, Lewandowski under 30 points is not going to take you anywhere. But the problem you have is, like, if the other guy that you put Lewandowski, you fail Lewandowski for, which is, for example, Barella for me, doesn't do enough, well, you know, there's no way to win. I'm with you. I think Bayern away from home, paying 12,500 for Lewandowski is a lot of money. I feel that Benfica is gonna, you know, it's gonna low block fight, like someone mentioned with Malmo. You have 3 good center backs in the box. You have Grimaldo, and you have a way to contain Lewandowski. Obviously, you know, that doesn't mean that shots are going to come. I mean, if he's going to score or not, it's going to be Goretzka goal, probably. But, you know, I'm with you. I feel that that score is going to be, I mean, closer. And in that case, you know, you're better off going elsewhere. Mm-hmm. The problem I have, the option is that, I mean, does Chelsea have the volume to
score 4 goals, right?
Goals. So I can feel confident on playing Romelu Lukaku.
It's just
a matter of, like, who is, like, now that I was thinking about that, who is Chelsea playing this weekend? And it's just a matter of, like.
Yeah, I guess just also in relation to that, so Thomas Tuchel came out and was talking about how Lukaku is playing a lot and he probably needs more rest than what he's been getting. But I guess if you take that into account, they actually played Norwich this weekend. So if they're probably going to put more into this game than trying to beat Norwich on Saturday. So maybe Lukaku gets benched this weekend rather than tomorrow. Yeah, I was leaning like maybe he'll be subbed off early, but this game's probably a little more important. Then again, it's Malmo, so who knows?
And then you have, like, Lukaku plays, they score 2 goals, and he gets subbed And but yeah, and I mean, just the thing, like I mean, Bayern doesn't matter who they play. I'm actually Lewandowski plays every match for some reason. That guy never gets old.
Machine.
Yeah.
I mean, if he keeps scoring, why take him out?
Yeah. He just sits down in the box and the ball comes to him. It's amazing.
Just like that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. To play that, I mean, it's like you're gonna have to make a with Lewandowski, the decision is gonna be a 2v2, right? Lewandowski or who, and Lewandowski and who to change for what? Like, you know, you say, oh, I'm gonna have to go Lukaku instead of Lewandowski, so that's 2500. So I can afford Kimmich over Parejo. Does that make sense for me? And I say, well, but if I'm gonna play Lukaku, I don't want to play Kimmich. I mean, so it's a matter of like, hey, you're going to have to give up somewhere. Mm-hmm. And is the value seems to be in the defense and the upside in the other forwards. But, you know, you feel confident that a 6,000 Rafa Mir is going to give you half the points that Lewandowski? I can't. It's just hard. It's just all the that's the problem with the Lewandowski slates. You play him. And or you don't, and it your slate depends on that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna get 10 points from 6-8 shots, however many shots he gets, or he's gonna get 30 points from a couple goals, and then that kind of decides everything. And if another Ronaldo, Lukaku, someone else scores a brace, and then that'll be the decider there. So, I guess we talked pretty much mostly on defenders here. I don't know. I don't really have anyone else to bring out here. It's kind of, we talked about, you know, it's a pretty wide range of guys that are, you know, above 3.5K or so. And I mean, I like a lot of them, really. Like you said, probably good slate to go with three defenders because you got the lot to spend at forward. So there's not much else to do. I mean, sure, there will be guys who punt maybe on some center backs, but you know, I found a way not to do that, so I'm sure everyone else can do that too.
You know, the center back are expensive. Like, I'm looking at the prices, so you know, there's, for a start, like there is Matteo Lobato, which is you know, supposedly he's gonna play Atalanta. He doesn't play much. I'm surprised he's playing. But everybody else, I mean, the first center back you can actually consider, oh, maybe he have a goal upside, is, I don't know, right? Matthias De Ligt.
Harry Maguire, 3,100.
Harry Maguire, 3,100. So 3,100 is a lot of money for.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's tough.
There is, I'd rather go and play.
I guess Lindelof is 2,600. He's not going to get, he's not the goal scorer, but if for some reason you're looking for the Manchester United clean sheet against Atalanta, go for it. They are favored at home.
Yeah, I just don't like, I don't like Manchester United in this slate. Just, I feel Manchester United doesn't have the volume to justify buying them. So it's like, if you tell me what Manchester United is going to be on top of Atalanta and they're going to get some crosses and corner kicks, well, all right, let's get Harry Maguire in there because, you know, that guy is humongous, have a huge head. And but it's, I mean, even against Leicester, I mean, I saw the match. It's like Manchester United is like in his side. I mean, they like to play sit back and counter with their fast guys. And I mean, unless it's Norwich or something like that, but you know, that kind of game doesn't help Ronaldo, doesn't generate many opportunities for set pieces, so it's tough to be one of those guys. And any of the other center backs, I mean, I haven't seen Pau Torres score a goal with his head ever. Everybody else, I mean, to get 3,200, 3,300, rather go Lucas Hernandez. I mean, Lucas Hernandez is a full back for 3,800.
You know? Yeah, if you can find the money, it probably makes sense.
Yeah. Go Acuna, go Pedraza for 3,900. Pedraza is the guy with an A9 floor point. I mean, you had a clean sheet there. You got 12 points for a three something. That's nice. So, you know, it's so why risk it with a center back? I mean,
yeah.
Prices are weird. It's just either top, you know, it's becoming very MLS. And like you have the big guys and everybody else, and you might get lucky than somebody that doesn't play much stars. But I don't see many. Like you can say, well, Manchester United is going to have Diallo or Chelsea. I mean, I don't know. Ziyech is doubtful. Pulisic is doubtful too. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's not many cheap guys that you feel confident. Oh, well, this guy, given the 60, 70 minutes and at this price against this rival, I can play him. So.
All right, so our favorite part here, goalkeeper. So it seems like Malmo may not score in group stages here. Mendy at 5,900. Let me pull up the clean sheet chances here. So clean sheet percentage, just over 63%. So 5,900. Are you going to have the money to spend on Mendy? Like I saw people using Handanovic and he allowed a goal. We talked about yesterday, kind of worried about just Sheriff scoring a goal and not getting many save opportunities. But in this one, Mendy won't get many save opportunities, but I don't know if Malmo can score.
Yeah. I mean, it's just Mendy. It's just a matter of like, you know, Mendy logs are what they are. I mean, You can get 10, 12, or 3, right? I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I agree with you. It's going to be hard for Malmo to score, definitely. But 10 points for Mendy doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 6,000 goalie, so there's no.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really look at the goalkeeper scores from the last slate, but I assume the Diego Costa, Porto goalkeeper, probably was one of the better options there. We talked about that. But, just like good. You said, 6 points, was it, from the Tiraspol goalkeeper? Yeah. Like, if you can get that from one of the lower-end guys, then, like, why not do it? Like, these guys are going to get a ton of shots at them. So, yeah, that's probably the best bet, just looking at one of these underdogs here. Actually, I kind of like just in terms of – so Zenit, whoever starts for Zenit, I was kind of looking at that. Krzyzewski, however you say that. Just in terms of, you know, Juventus, I'm not as sold on them scoring a goal, I guess you could say. Looking at their past three matches here, they scored one goal in each of their last three matches. Like they're starting – Moise Keane up front, or may start him up front. So the definitely shot volume, never know with that, but I'm not sure he's going to be allowing 3-4 goals like some of these other guys are.
Yeah. I like Krzysztof. The problem I have is the pricing is a little bit excessive.
I mean, 43 underdog.
I mean, if you have a go for it, right? The Malmo guy hasn't done well. But he had 5 saves against Zenit. So, I mean, this or 4 goals. if I can get,
Malmo goalkeepers have made 5 saves in each of their first 2 matches, but they've also allowed 7 goals. So,
yeah, I like God. I mean, if you can afford it, go. I like Odiseas. If I can go for him, I like him as a potential decent 6-7 points. So that's it's not a. I'm surprised. Well, it's just the odds are odd. It's like that makes sense. Like kind of like a lot of like a small favorite. So all the goalies are kind of like in the same position.
Yeah, it's kind of like how Tuesday was. It's just like all these mid-range guys. Like I don't know if you want any of them. Like, you don't want De Gea at 5,500. You don't want Chesney at 5,200 away. You don't want Bono 5,100 away. I mean, these games are going to be defensive. Rui, Villarreal, 5,000. Like, these guys are away and still, you know, 5K plus. It's just not,
yeah,
it's
I don't
not what you want.
No, I'm with you, Adam. I feel that, you know, who is safe? Mendy, I'm probably know you, right? Mostly Mendy for me. So Mendy is like, all right, I have the money. I can get a 10, 12 maybe for 6,000. So 2X, give it or take. That will be the, and I have to sacrifice a lot elsewhere, a lot of upside elsewhere because, you know, 6,000 goalie is, you know, you have to give up.
You probably have to punt on more than just Jorginho is what it comes down to.
So then it's like, all right, so who are my options? So I rather gamble with Dalin or I gamble with Odiseas. I feel that, I mean, do I feel the Senegalese have an 8-point upside? I don't know. I just afraid that, you know, if he doesn't have a win, I mean, 8 points for a home goalie against Juventus is a lot. I mean, the Juventus, as you say, you know, it's not scoring them a lot. So are they going to put that many shots on target? I don't know. And I already say just because Bayer definitely shots a lot. They are at home. Yeah. You know, I
guess
feel
that relates back to our Benfica at home against Bayern conversation. Like if you think Bayern will only score, you know, two goals, you got to think that Odysseas is going to be set for four or five saves and only two goals allowed. That's fine. Like you'll take that any day, especially at what, 3,800.
Yeah. Don't lose this leg. And he can definitely win it for you if Benfica goes scores in a counter and then Bayern goes all in and they have like 10 shots, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
We've definitely seen that before. There's no question about that.
I'm okay. I feel that Odysseas is going to be as good a bat as the average, and he has the most upside. So
there you go. I believe it. Just before we go here, we got one commenter here congratulating you or thanking you, sorry, for Luis Diaz. He scored today for Porto. He got the lone Porto goal. So there you go.
Oh, well, you know, he was a very good player today. I mean, I felt that sadly that Milan Porto was very low scoring. I mean, I thought it was going to be more goals.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. I parlayed the over on that match with the over on the PSG match. It lost. That 1-0 didn't work out for me.
But that was a good play. I don't know how many points Corona had. I wish I'll check the points later, but I mean, Benfica look decent. I mean, now Milan is in a bad shape. Now they have to win and Porto at home. So the reverse picture is going to be good, hopefully. But anyhow, so yeah, so that's what we got. I mean, play Lewandowski, play Bayern, play Odysseas. Definitely,
play everyone.
Most popular player in this league is going to be Cheka. Sign it. Well, Chilwell is going to be the most popular.
Okay. It's like, wait, the Lil midfielder? I don't know about that one. All right. If you have any questions for us, you can find us on Twitter. Luis is at Pachegol. I am at RotoZadroik. You can also find us in the RotoWire Discord. If you're a subscriber, you can go to rotowire.com/chat, rotowire.com/soccertrial if you want a free 10-day trial. Again, everything at rotowire.com. You can get that, no credit card required. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening anywhere for podcasts, please rate and review. We always appreciate those 5 stars. And tell us, you know, all these Luis Diaz plays. And tell us thank you for all these great plays that we have coming at you. But thank you to So Rare for sponsoring. And that should be it for Champions League here for this week. Luis, good luck Wednesday, and good luck deciding between Lukaku and Lewandowski.
Also, good luck to you. This is nice. I see the chat now, people interacting with us. You know, come join live and, you know, rate and review, subscribe. Pay
Heck
some money.
Let's win some money.